Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are, one more day, joining me for some mental toughness conditioning, MTC. We are focused on that big goal, more importantly, that big vision that we have for our lives. We're constantly thinking about it, evaluating it, monitoring it, refining it, asking ourselves if we really, really want more, if we're capable of doing more. All right, and then we're assessing our daily thoughts, which lead to our daily actions, to see if we're getting closer and closer to those goals, plans, that vision that we've taken the time to do all this thinking about and showing up for this Morning Connection podcast every single day, getting into your routine, making it a habit, a daily discipline to download at the same time, listen to it at the same time every single day, whether that's on your way to work, whether it's at the gym, maybe with your nightly walk with your dog, whatever it takes. We're getting into that habit in this world with so many people, so many responsibilities coming at you, and you have all those variables in your life. You got to be flexible. You got to handle things as they come up. Really, the more things that you know that are good for you, that you can make constants, same time, every day, the better you can be. Structure is always great on the basic fundamentals, because life is always going to throw those challenges at you that you can't demand that type of structure. All right, so just a little tip to get even more out of this Morning Connection Daily Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me as your coach, as your friend, as your big brother. Some of you guys, I know I'm your father figure, going on our man formation together. I really appreciate it. I will not let you down. I'm here doing whatever I can over my years of not only life experience, business experience, relationship experience, bodybuilding and training experience, my successes, my failures. I'm doing everything I can today to share with you my experience so you can learn from them. And it helps me remember that as I'm going through this challenge, all the things that I've learned, all the things that I immediately taken from what I've learned and achieved success, a lot of those things I've learned, I kind of just sat on them. I didn't see their value. Took the time, so much time to, just like you, listening to this podcast, I would make an effort. I would do more than the other person to listen to this type of powerful personal development information. I really believed in it. I amass all this information. It took me a while. There's a gigantic amount of lag time before I really saw its value. And what I mean by that is, tell you something, you can think something is great, powerful, makes you feel good, and say you really believe in this stuff, but if you really believed in it, you would actually do it. You would make a habit of it, do it, and maybe not every single time you'd be able to perform at that level 10, execute. You know, we're not always going to be successful. We're not always going to hit it out of the park, but if you really believed in it, you would be conscious of it and doing your best to follow through. You'd make it a priority with all the things that you've got going on to make sure that you are attacking it from that angle, from that information that you really believed in. So I know there's a lot of things that I talk about that, hell, I've talked about, I've heard about it so much. And at the same time, if I'm not doing it, if not consciously thinking about it every single day, I mean, I think about working out every single day. I think about really connecting with my family every single day, right? There's certain business things that I have that I think about every single day because I must obviously believe in it, or I've forced myself in a position where I've made it a habit, or I believe it's the most important thing, right? So we do prioritize things. So the things that you know you should do that you're not doing, you must not believe in it, right? So, you know, as I talk to you during this podcast, I'm just kind of sharing my thoughts, kind of thinking about things as I'm going through the journey, as I'm helping out my clients with one-on-one coaching, as they're going through their man formation, as I'm helping them identify their vision, their goals, their plan of attack, the way they're thinking about things. right? It's like two buddies just, that it's all their time. It's all about them and what they're going through, how they're seeing the world, where they want to go, how they're dealing with relationships, right? Business, you know, the ups and downs of life, how they're handling that, how they're seeing it. And it's just like two buddies. They are there with me, and it's like their life, their goals, you know, their challenges. It's like on the other side of the room. I have helped them take a step back, and both, I like to use the analogy that they're on the, that those, their life, their challenges, their goals are on the other side of the room. And we're just two buddies, shoulder to shoulder, with their arms crossed, just, you know, spending a half an hour every single week at the same time, on the same day every single week. That's a part that I think is very important, the structure of doing it. I know there's coaching programs, you know, out there that, you know, you have three sessions a month or something like that, and you schedule them a week in advance or a couple weeks in advance. So some days it can be on a Tuesday, some in the morning, some days it could be on a Thursday in the evening. See, I like the structure. Again, there's so many things in life that will, you'll have to respond to, that you can't put on a predictable pattern. And again, it's flexibility. That's very important. Mental and emotional flexibility, very important. But again, the more things that you can have structured, right, especially the things when you go above and beyond what the normal person will do to put themselves ahead, those things I like to make structured. So with my coaching program, the same day, at the same time, every single week, right? Holidays, whatever it takes, you know, I keep it structured for you. So every single week, it's just two buddies, arms crossed, looking across the room at your challenges, your life. We kind of break it down. Many times, it's just a couple things. One is just you continually asking yourself questions, keeping it in the forefront of your mind, and having a friend, a coach, a mentor, someone you respect, pushing you to make sure that you're always checking in and asking yourself these questions. That's why I encourage you to listen to these podcasts every single day. Get on your pad and listen to them. Now, there'll be some days where I'm speaking to you and it's like I'm speaking directly into your heart. I'm speaking directly into your mind about your particular situation, what you're going through, right? And sometimes maybe not. Probably more often than not, it's an experience, a feeling that you've gone through at some point in your life, or you definitely anticipate in your journey, right? But maybe not at that particular moment. It's really pressing, right? But I'll tell you, you're listening to it, you're asking yourself these questions. If you continue to focus on one area of your life, and this is this personal development, this growth, you know, asking yourself, you know, what level are you playing at a particular time? What's great about life? What are these goals? How can I refine them? All these situations I bring up, you just can't help but get better. And I know that we all want it now. We want these goals, these feelings right away. That's why we're working so hard. Many times, most of the time, they don't come nearly as quickly as we'd like them to. But if we really take inventory, all this thought, energy, and effort that we're putting in, we can't help but become a better person. I wonder if you've been listening to this podcast we're right now on Morning Connection Podcast 137. So that means I've been doing this round of Morning Connection Podcast for, I don't know, about 50 days now or so, right? How do you feel? How do you measure that? But how do you feel putting this type of thought into your life, asking yourself these questions, right? So whether the topic that I bring up, whether it's something that you can identify with specifically on the day, if it's a challenge that you're going through or something you've been thinking about in your life, that's great. But if it's something that maybe just marinate, and so when that challenge or that situation does come up, you're already prepared to deal with it because you make this a habit. Also, as I take you through our 10-second daily disciplines, the questions that I want you to get you to focus on, and it's not just during this podcast, you'll see, if you haven't already noticed, if you've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast on a continual basis, you're starting to think about these questions when I'm not speaking in your ear during this podcast. Should be thinking about them 10 minutes later, 10 hours later, all right? 10 hours before, 10 minutes before. And that's when you know it's working, all right? Just getting you to focus on a few areas that I've selected that when people do focus on the certain things I have you think about during the 10-second daily disciplines, right? When they do it, life just becomes better. They start looking for the good. They start noticing their personal power and using it more often. So don't assume you know what I'm talking about. He's talking about the same things. You never know. That you never know when something is going to hit you in a certain way. If not now, later. Right? And again, as your coach selling you on this process, I know the power of spending this time. You know, sometimes, I'll tell you, when you know you're going above and beyond what you would normally do, and maybe for you, it is getting in the habit of listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Just to know that you're going for it, you're taking action, it gives you this peace of mind that you're not just being whipped around. You're actually taking control of your life in some way, shape, or form. And there's certain power in that, that you're not just sitting around hoping. You're actually doing something. And listening to this podcast every single day is just one more way to gain that control of your life, right? Instead of just hoping, you're actually doing something. And I'll tell you, is that the challenge isn't anything right now as you already are into this process of listening to this podcast. This part's easy now. It's very passive. All you have to do is listen to what I'm saying and let the thoughts go through your mind and think about what's going on right now, how you want it, your life in the future, how this information could have helped you in some of the challenges or situations that you've gone through in the past. Maybe you already have adopted that this type of thinking in the past and it really helped you achieve a certain level of success or a certain level of feelings. Just by listening to it again and going back in time where it has helped you or where you could have used it, it makes all your past life experiences, whether they're good or bad, you put some more value into them because now you're kind of putting some pieces together so you could use that as a source of power and a source of reference, whether it's good or bad, to make tomorrow even better. Such a passive way for you to get more clear on what is all you want. But I think I've talked about this Morning Connection podcast, how important I think it is, how powerful I think it is. Obviously, if I get up every single morning, 6 days a week, to deliver this at 4:30 in the morning my time, I must think it's important. Also, in addition, you know, if you're a visual type person and you're in front of a computer, sign up for the Mental Toughness Conditioning, my Morning Connection newsletter, where every single day I have it programmed so it goes out first thing in the morning. I'm just going to give you a couple sentences at most. It's not going to take you a lot of time to read it. It's just you and I checking in. You, again, taking one small step, one action to take control of your life. So step by step, you can make those goals, plans, that vision happen. One easy step, you know, just a couple lines. It's not going to take you more than 20 seconds to click, open, actually read the Morning Connection newsletter. Like I said, as your coach, I can see the percentage of these emails that are read. So when you don't feel like following through, just your big brother Skip, your coach, knows when you're following through. I can see it on my end. All right. You know, just a little fun little thing. Accountability sometimes makes you step up and just ask yourself, I don't feel like doing this. Just step up just a little bit more. Raise your standards just a little bit more. Push yourself a little bit more because you know that's what you need to do. You know, I really want to start making this Morning Connection podcast. You know, I'm going to be around doing this for you for a while. And so I want to start making it interactive. I have a few plans on maybe talking about some current events every morning. And instead of, you know, just general about life, we can talk about, you know, lessons of maybe some current events in the news. I also want to make Fridays, I've talked about this before, as we, you know, build up the listeners to this podcast on Fridays. You send me an email at skip@skipalacour.com. And on Fridays, you and I do a one-on-one coaching session, right? One-on-one coaching session right here during this Morning Connection podcast. So you're going to get the attention, what I pay, you know, thousands of dollars. People pay me thousands of dollars to help them with their specific challenges. You know, I can help you absolutely free. And why would I take the time to do that? Well, because when you step up and do that, and you're willing to, at least with your voice, you don't even need to use your real name, but when you step up and you can be open about your challenges with me, we're building rapport right now. You've listened to this podcast 36 or so times already, so, you know, we've developed rapport. Maybe we'll do a little talking beforehand to get you prepared, build so you'll feel comfortable during our session that we're going to do live on a podcast, right? It's going to not only help you, and it's not only going to help me in specific ways show how powerful one-on-one coaching is and this mental toughness conditioning is as we go through the process. It's going to help thousands of people, not just on that particular day, but in that particular week of that month. It's going to stay on the internet. It's going to help literally thousands of people for years to come. Can't tell you how many times I've been doing podcasts for a while and someone will say, oh, what you said on this particular podcast was so powerful. And I'm really not exactly sure what podcast they're referring to, because number one, as I do so much talking, it seems like with my podcast, with my clients, as I prepare with my wife gets to hear this stuff probably more times than she'd like as it, you know, going through figuring out how to explain things, how to express my point of view at higher and higher levels, so she gets to hear it so much. I have no idea sometimes when I said whatever it is that they're talking about, right? I know I think that way, but I have no idea. And it turns out that's a podcast that I did over a couple of years ago, and that really hit home with them. It's a great thing about the internet. One of the great things about the internet is when you have powerful information like this, it's timeless. It's timeless. And that's what I try to do with my podcast. And now, I just said how I'm going to have more current events. What's in the news? I always say that life is always teaching us lessons. It's just that, you know, are we paying attention to those lessons that we're being taught? And so I want to bring some current events to this Morning Connection podcast, which just goes the opposite of what I'm going to say, but it kind of dates the podcast. Also makes it more current and timely. Because I plan on doing this over the long haul, I can make it current and timely and still provide value. At the same time, though, a lot of these podcasts, they're timeless. You can listen to this podcast 5 years from now, or you could have listened to it 5 years ago, and it would have been helpful to you, your life, your journey, your challenge, your mindset. It doesn't matter. That's one of the powers of this type of information and what I'm out to accomplish with this Morning Connection podcast. But you want to get on that Morning Connection newsletter, you can go to sltips.com/22, sltips.com/22. All right, mental toughness conditioning every single day to your email 7 days a week. All right, take the time to sign up. More importantly, take the time to read it every single day. Again, it's just going to take you 20, 30 seconds a day. Get in the habit of doing that. It's one of those daily disciplines that are really going to help you little by little get your thinking in line. Before you know it, you're taking all kinds of actions. It's going to happen in obvious, but really a lot of not so obvious ways. And you just got to have that faith. You got to put your faith in me that I know what I'm talking about. Just keep on doing it, even though it may not seem like it's paying off to the level that you want. It's just 30 seconds daily. Half hour passively during this Morning Connection podcast, 30 seconds a day through the Morning Connection newsletter. It's the best and easiest 30 minutes and 30 seconds you can invest in yourself every single day. You know, as you know, I've been a student of this personal development, peak performance, looking for strategies to become more successful, more happy in this journey called life for many years. Many mentors, coaches, teachers, experts who I've locked on to for many years, I've learned everything about them, stepped into those shoes, really modeled what they've done over the years. So I've taken a lot of information from a lot of different sources. I applied it to my life. Some I felt that really resonated with me more than others, right? But it's all been great information in some way, shape, or form. Well, there's one particular person who I have a lot of respect for in a lot of many different areas, business, a lot of different areas, and really outstanding at what he does. And I had, for many years, I would say probably 15 years, read the books, really invested in courses, seminars, and I thought I pretty much heard everything that this person had to say. Now, I'm not necessarily saying just because I heard it, I applied it, slam dunk, you know, there's always that higher level. There's always this, you know, peeling of an onion. You know how it is. You know something, then you know at a higher level, and then at a higher level, it's the same message, you know, and you can take it to higher and higher levels, the same message as you grow and expand. So I, you know, kind of had the feeling I've pretty much heard everything that he had to say, at least heard it, if not apply it. But I was really surprised, and maybe I heard this somewhere along the line, right? It's just that for some reason, at this particular point, it really hit me. Like I had never heard it before, and I don't really even know if I heard it before. And when someone asked him why he was so successful, how he produces at such a high level, and he basically said he lives with a sense of urgency. For whatever reasons, when he sets a goal and he takes action and plans out his day, he has a level of, it must get done now, that sense of urgency, right? And what he has identified is that level, that sense of urgency, that demanding, that not only does he plan it and work towards it, but he gets it accomplished now. Again, that sense of urgency, that's what separates him from the rest. That's what makes him most successful. I'll tell you, from a successful guy that does a lot of talking about success, I thought that, you know, it was a really key distinction. Made me do a lot of thinking. That's why I want to bring it up during this Morning Connection podcast. And maybe if I was to really think about, you know, my journey, my life, you know, my pursuit of happiness and achievement and fulfillment and experience all the great things in life, I wonder how I would rate myself on that sense of urgency, demanding myself to not just plan it, not just work towards it, but get it actually done and accomplished. You know, so how would you rate yourself in the category of a sense of urgency, like 1 to 10? 10 is, oh man, you just got to get it done. You're constantly driving. People tell you to slow down, but it doesn't matter what people think. You have to get this done. And then when that's done, you want this done, this done, this done. All right. Or, you know, Skip, I'm about a 1. That would be a 10. And a 1 would be like, you know, it takes me so much just to get enough confidence to even set goals. Set goals that are even high, let alone, hell, if I do any type of working on, if I see any type of progress, I got to do so much more of that. Sense of urgency, not quite on my radar quite yet. I'm about a 1. Where would you rate yourself in the category of sense of urgency? Like I said, that hit me in a particular way because I thought that, man, that's probably an area of life that I can work on. There's so many things as we talk during this Morning Connection podcast that are obvious things, you know, things that you've heard that really make sense and at some level you understand it. But there's so many things that you are focusing on and striving for, and so many emotions, positive and negative, that you're always sorting through, sometimes you just miss something that it seems so obvious. And it's just that one small distinction, one strategy, that new way of looking at the same old game of life that you're going through, that can make all the difference in the world. And that's why I encourage you to, whether you think you've heard this or not, or hey, I get his message, you know, push yourself past that to listen anyway, because you never know when there's going to be this little, like, small tip or advice or story that I say that is going to really hit home for you at that particular time in your life. And that's what this whole sense of urgency, that's what it did for me. And I thought about that. You know, I'm really good about, you know, planning goals, getting myself to think about these things, right? So I you know, if I'm so passionate about this, I believe in it so much that I'm willing to get up at 4:30 in the morning, do this podcast for you 6 days a week, and then, you know, wrap it all up, review the week, so I'm doing it 7 days a week. You know, I must really believe in this type of thinking, right? Setting goals, visualizing success. Probably heard all the things that I've done and I continue to do as I strive for more in life, and how I coach, you know, my clients to do the same thing. And so I'm always doing something. I'm always incorporating these in my day. But I thought about it. Where am I? Do I really just have to get it done? Because doesn't that make the biggest difference? I mean, that sense of urgency. Think about the things that you've done really well at for some reason, not because somebody told you, not because someone was poking you in the back, forcing you to get things done. All right. Now, if you have a job, or if you create such a system with your business, or, you know, seasons come up where things have to get done. I mean, we're near tax day, right? So tax day is a deadline that's set by someone else. And so, you know, you have to get it done. And so that's a sense of urgency, right? And I guess that's a good thing in a way, that either you've set up a system with your business, or the government or the school or whatever, they've set up deadlines so that you have to live in a sense of urgency. But the majority of your life, this stuff that we're talking about, you've been listening to this podcast, showing up at a level 10. Remember, I've been talking about whatever you do, I want you to ask yourself, how are you showing up? Are you present? What type of energy level and focus and attention in this moment are you putting into it? Because there's a big difference between showing up as a 9, ready to go, asking yourself more to really focus more, to really play full out. Let's just say that's a 9. And just showing up at a 7. You don't want to get complacent and start thinking, well, I'm doing this, it's good for me. Hell, most people wouldn't do this kind of thing. I really don't want to do it sometimes. I'm here, and you're a 7. You know, I realize that you can't always be at a 10 with that focus and attention and ready to play full out and really concentrate on what you're doing and really see its big value and to the big picture of life. I know you can't play at a 10 all the time. I just want you to think about, what level am I playing at? Am I focusing at right here, right now? And not just during this podcast, but also when you're in a conversation, when you're at work, an important meeting, right? Just get yourself in the habit of asking yourself that question, because just by asking the question, you'll find out that you can easily crank it up a notch, right? Just being conscious of it. All right, so, you know, I was thinking, wow, that's probably a missing piece for me. That's something I can improve on, is not just being happy that I show up, that I create these disciplines, that I'm always moving, that I'm enjoying the process, the ups and downs and all around. I have this vision, these goals, I talk about it, all right, but getting it actually done. Again, as I do this podcast, I'm looking across the way here at this gigantic dream board that my wife and I, we put together for this amazing life, and how we, all these experience and things and accomplishments and that we want for our lives. And, you know, it takes a lot of effort, you know, to believe in that enough and see its value to put that up. But I'm just looking at a couple things. How important is it for me to get that done? Now I'm pointing at one of the many, many pictures. There must be hundreds of pictures on this board. Now, as I scan through it, I can see one. There's one that I'm looking at that I think about a lot. So with that one, I would say I have a sense of urgency. And that's, you know, helping. I want to help my parents at a high level as they get older. It's very important to me that not only do I produce well for my family, but my family's family. You know, I want their final years to be, I want to contribute to that as they're getting older. I want them to live at a higher quality of life. And this is a goal that maybe I've adopted not too long ago, not many, many years ago. It's just important to me. All right. And I have to, when I see this picture on this dream board, it gives me that sense of urgency. If there's anything that I do that gets me to work that 1 hour extra or get up in the morning with just a renewed sense of urgency, no matter how well things are going or they're not going, I think it's that vision in my mind, because there is a deadline. You know, I can't let this linger on for 10 more years. You know, who knows how long they're going to be with us. So there's that. I created this deadline to get things done. And I would say I go through the pleasure of how that would make me feel to be able to do that for them. At the same time, I balance that out. We talked about, you know, using pain. Sometimes I think, wow, what if I don't work hard? I'm not efficient with my time. I can't create enough value for you that you want to create a win-win situation and make it mutually beneficial and reciprocate, you know, my efforts. If I can't be determined enough, creative enough, create enough value that I don't make that happen, and it's too late because they're gone. See, I think about that. That's one of these images that I say, wow, I would say that one, sense of urgency, is pretty high. And it's not because somebody's telling me this, it's because that's how I set it up. So that one, I would say a high sense of urgency. But all these other things, I can look at them now. If you force me to look at a lot of these things, I would say, yeah, I want that. But I don't want them, the sense of urgency, all equally. Now, is that because that's just the way it is, or I haven't put enough thought into it? See, I think why that man I respect, why that just hit me is because I don't know how much I think about it. I think about the process. I think about the goals, the results. But maybe the kicker is putting that sense of urgency. Can you get it done faster? What is the date? Without sounding like one of these generic motivational seminars. Right. So, like I said, you know, just showing up for this podcast, me asking yourself, what level are you playing at right now? How much are you focusing? Just asking yourself that question will get you to get more out of yourself that's already there, more than you may have thought of. Asking yourself, you know, if I'm living with a sense of urgency, how important is it for me to have that relationship now, to create a deeper connection now, to start my business, to get my body in shape? All right, to make those goals, plans, short-term, long-term, how really important is it for you to get it done? Or is it just some goal on a list or a picture on a dream board? Are you really living with a sense of urgency? Put a number on it. And is that the right number? I think just being conscious of that can be massively helpful in your journey. Hopefully, you know, I really love talking about that. It helps me think about it just a little bit more. Like I said, that message from someone who I respect, who I thought I heard all of his messages, and maybe I did hear that one before, it hit me in a whole different way. And hopefully that you found value in that as well. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines as we wrap up this Morning Connection podcast. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? What was that cool moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really, really want. Not that you're going to settle for, not low-hanging fruit. What you really want. That's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping up, you man-forming, you showing who you really are and what you're all about at a higher level on a more consistent basis. You stretching yourself. It's going to take weeks. If not, it's going to take months, if not years, to have this goal done. If you can get it done in weeks, then it's not big enough. Not for this purpose. Right? I don't want you to think about the really big goal, accomplishment, achievement, experience that you really want. And get better and better at visualizing that and creating more detail for that every single day. What is what you're doing right now really helping you get closer to the results that you really want? Well, now we know that you listening to this podcast right now is helping you get to those results that you really want. But that's just a question I want you to ask yourself throughout the day as you choose the projects that you're doing for the day, the to-do list. Are you just getting activity confused for directed, effective production towards the result? Or are you just working and feeling good? Is it helping you get to the results? I want you to get in the habit of asking yourself that question all throughout the day. And reminding you, think about it. What is that result that you really want? I want to talk about that. I want to make a note to talk about that again. How we can fall into the trap of going for a shorter term result and really confusing that with a longer term result. All right. Hey guys, thank you so much for doing this for yourself, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you for joining me on this journey called life. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality and most effective bodybuilding supplement line, www.massmachinenutrition.com. And you can go to bodybuilding.com. Check it out on the Mass Machine Nutrition on the bodybuilding.com store at sltips.com/3. Hey, if you're interested in that one-on-one coaching, you hear me talk about that, I'm such an advocate for, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. See if I can work that into my schedule. As you can tell, I'm passionate about it. I know its power. I know its effectiveness and efficiency. All right. This is powerful. One-on-one focused attention on your specific challenges is even better. All right. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.